This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was news from Berlin this week, not the big who gets to replace Angela Merkel election, but a vote by residents of the German capital that would allow the seizure of rental properties from the biggest corporate landlords in the city and turn them into public housing. The measure is non-binding, and of course, as goes Berlin, so do not always go places on these shores. But there is plenty of concern over here about the growing influence of big corporate landlords in this housing market. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Most rental units in the U.S. are under some sort of corporate ownership. That spans from individuals with an LLC up to giant real estate magnates with hundreds or thousands of units, says Jenny Schutz with the Brookings Institution. What worries most people, she says, is the increase of private equity money in the housing market from Wall Street firms like BlackRock.
So they're more likely either to buy something that's going to have quick appreciation and sell it, or something that's going to have higher than usual returns.
The trend goes back to the Great Recession, when investment firms started scooping up distressed properties for bargain basement rates, says Dan Immergluck, an urban studies professor at Georgia State.
In some suburban neighborhoods, the share of the largest private equity firms is often 10, 15, 20%.
That's driven up prices for average home buyers, and it poses challenges for renters, says Jim Baker with the Private Equity Stakeholder Project.
It comes with being aggressive at raising rents, being aggressive about eviction practices.
He says the complicated business ownership structures make it difficult for tenants to respond.
It's almost mechanical. They just automatically file, you know, in some cases, hundreds of eviction filings.
Andy says the hot pandemic housing market has left many smaller landlords looking to sell at top dollar. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.